Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Match grant for a Muncie agency making strong progress. The CEO is a guest in studio at 8:30 this morning. Governor debate last night. Fireworks. But did we learn much? Elder care facilities being called to task by the feds. But can they even find employees? And the Pacers win and even the series. Hi, hello, good morning to all the listeners, especially Danny York, who wants me to use the word convincingly. Big win last night for the Pacers. Live on WMUN, thank you very much. The series is evened at one. I think the entire NBA playoffs are scripted for TV. I really and radio. I really do, because it's more interesting now. Just suddenly, I love it. We'll have all the Pacer games here on the WMUN high priority broadcast. Somebody told me Jerry Pate used to work here 100 years ago. Good guy. Told me that he got his game last night blacked out of one of the satellite providers, so he couldn't watch it. I hope he remembered that the radio always has those games when you're on the WMUN. Let's get on to the weather now with meteorologist Paul Poteet.
We ended up with a quarter of an inch of rain yesterday. That cold front is well on its way off to the east, and we're left behind with temperatures only getting to 53 today. There'll be a mix of clouds and sun for Wednesday. Tonight, clearing out eventually, and patches of light frost are possible. The low sinks to 35. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 58. And tomorrow night, not as cold, low of 40. Friday, we get more clouds, maybe some showers in the afternoon and evening, a high of 66. And it still looks warm over the weekend, 78 Saturday, 81 on Sunday. Scattered showers and storms Saturday. Sunday may be quiet. And then the next biggest chance of rain and storms will come on Monday.
Meteorologist Paul Poteet, hear him every hour, all days, because the weather always happens. WMUN, entertaining and informing about the weather. All right, so last night there was a debate at which one of the candidates did not attend. As we told you, Mike Braun missed that debate to vote in D.C., and the note here from the Indiana Democratic Party headline, Braun misses debate to vote against critical aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. That's the headline. And in case you hadn't heard the Fox News reporting just a little while ago, was referencing the Senate passing those items in totality. And I guess those items go to the president's desk today. Those are the items that have been sitting around, various people involved with that, for a long time. We'll see what happens next on other items and beyond. Now, back to our debate. Last night, the Indiana Debate Commission ran the Republican gubernatorial debate. It was at IUPUI's campus in Indianapolis. We covered it live on our WLBC. We had to reserve our WMUN frequency for that Pacer game last night. So we had the debate over yonder across the hallway. At one point, personal opinion here, it kind of felt like the moderator, John Schwantes, was being argued with by all of the candidates. Here's a piece of the debate. By the way, in its totality, I posted that last night to our website if you want to listen to the entire 90 minutes of questions and answers. But this is the part where I kind of felt like they were arguing, all the candidates, with the moderator.
Tell you what. It's interesting. I've been around Indiana in politics for a long time. I never thought I'd see Republicans fighting so much over economic development. I didn't back in the Bob Orr days. It's interesting. All right. So let's not leave. Let's compromise. We won't leave economic development entirely, but we'll give our vocal cords a little bit of a break, and we'll use our hands with a raising of the hands to show on this one.
That is
so in 2022, Congress passed the CHIPS and Science Act. This law, which of course was co-authored by Indiana Senator Todd Young, co-authored with Chuck Schumer, authorized $280 billion in new funding for domestic research and manufacturing in the high-tech sector. Senator Braun, who again is not with us this evening, voted against that measure. Obviously, as co-author, Todd Young supported it. Show of hands, how many of you think that Mike Braun took the right vote on that issue?
What was the legislation?
The CHIPS Act. Do you agree that it was a flawed bill, and would you have voted the way that, in fact, Senator Young did? Just show me your hands here.
I support Senator Young, if that's your question.
Oh, I messed you up by suggesting Braun, and I switched
it.
All right, let's
we're
make this.
We're all going to have a hard time
all right.
raising our
hands
yep,
by yep.
Braun.
All right. All right. Let's make this easier. Let's make this easier. Had you been in the Senate, would you have voted yes or no? All of you who would have voted for the CHIPS Act, raise your hand. So we have, for those listening, we have Mr. Chambers, Mr. Doden, and those who would have voted against. We have Ms. Rittenour, and we have Mr. Hill, Ms. Crouch. Did you raise your hand one way or the other?
You know, I would vote against it based upon what I know. But, you know, as talking about hypothetical questions, I'm not sure that's what we're here to discuss.
Well, there's not much hypothetical, though, about the notion of plants that are opening in a high-tech sector, which many states across the country are benefiting.
I just had a question on that.
No, we're not going to have questions at this point.
No,
sorry. No, I asked the questions.
Oh, well, John Schwantes, the moderator last night, trying to keep everybody in line there. It got even more interesting, a couple of different chunks of that debate, and that wasn't the exact moment, but there was another moment, I couldn't find it quickly this morning, that was close to that time. You can listen to the whole thing, by the way, and replay the video, too, from the Indiana Debate Commission. Thanks to them for putting that on. Where all the candidates on the stage were seemingly, in my estimation, arguing with the moderator about some other points and questions that were being phrased in a way that they felt was impossible to answer. Their words, not mine. Anyway, so one of the other items that we wanted to bring you today from last night's debate, and this happens all too often. I've moderated, hosted these sorts of events before. I'm sure Mr. Schwantes has, and many others as well. And interviews with political figures, those that are duly elected and those that want to be. As it happens too many times, the question is not necessarily answered. I'm not sure in this segment here that anyone answered the very direct question, though there were some interesting answers within the answers. We wanted to bring you this portion now.
We've talked a lot about audits and so forth. Can you name one state agency that you would downsize or eliminate and tell us why?
Just about all of them.
Elimination or downsizing?
We have both. You know, one of the things that we want to do is totally modernize.
You won't be governor over much of a, if you do all of them.
Want to totally modernize state government. Being able to take our 100 boards, agencies, and commissions and get them down to a more manageable size. But we want to remove rules and regulations that add to the cost of doing business and don't make sense. And then in addition to that, we want to have outside independent audits so we can determine how we can do a better job and how we can do it more cost effectively and efficiently. We will realize cost savings that then we can put towards new programs. We aren't the only state doing this. Iowa is doing this, and they have projected with their reorganization of their state government, they will realize $215 million of savings over 4 years. We are five times the size of Iowa. So, yes, we modernize, we totally reorganize, we will realize cost savings that then can be put towards new programs and new services for Hoosiers and give you your money back.
All right, Ms. Rittenour.
One of the programs that, one of the departments that we would be decentralizing is the Department of Equity and Inclusion, the DEI. What we would like to do is we'd like to decentralize that and put that in all of our very small towns all over the state of Indiana that really want to be included. And we would like to change then that name to A Better Citizen, because we want to have a focus in our state on our Constitution and how the many immigrants that have come here lawfully need to be studying that Constitution, not to mention those that are here that are not legal, which we probably should also talk about at some point in time. But we want to definitely be those that are shrinking government, not expanding government. And so again, Hoosiers, if you want a politician, there's everybody on the left end of the stage. If you want a person for the people, I'm running for governor and I ask for your vote.
Mr. Chambers, anything you would want to eliminate or downsize?
John, I've been reinventing business for a living for 40 years. I've been building a company and reshaping it and building a team and addressing the challenges of an ever-changing marketplace. Suzanne Crouch, she ran the housing agency and she ran OCRA and she didn't do a thing. It's been the same agency. It hasn't produced any more housing units. It hasn't had any more efficiency. So she's talking about things she's going to do, but she hasn't done the things that's right on her plate within her portfolio now. I mean, come on, you need a CEO in this state. We need somebody to run things like a business, to shrink government, to get regulation out of people's lives. That's going to take someone from outside government. It's not going to take a legislator to do that.
Ms. Crouch, I will get to you, but let's stick with the order here, Mr. Hill. Agencies you would like to downsize?
Well, I appreciate Jamie's decentralization of DEI, but I'm going to get rid of it altogether on day one. We need to eliminate diversity, equity, inclusion in our state government. Diversity is a wonderful thing, but not at the cost of excellence. Inclusion is a wonderful thing, but not at the cost of competence. And equity is a wonderful thing, but not at the cost of fairness. And along with that, we're going to take a good look at the Indiana Department of Education. There's over 250 staffers making a lot of money at the Department of Education, and you still got third graders who can't read. How about cutting that in half? We're going to get started with that as one example.
Mr. Doden, any agencies you see fit to pare back or eliminate?
Yeah, I've talked about this over the last 3 years. One of the most important things the governor does is hire the 30 agency heads that employ 30,000 people, spend $22 billion of state money and $22 billion of federal money. And I'm the only candidate on the stage that has said every agency head will have to reapply for their job. What we've been doing is collecting talent and names of people who are willing to come in and serve. Our experts suggest that there's about 15% of waste right now that we can get out of the system, and that's going to be the focus of my administration, bringing the most talented people to bear to make sure that these agencies serve the people of Indiana.
Ms. Crouch, the suggestion was that you didn't do enough to create ample affordable housing. Would you like to respond?
As Lieutenant Governor, I have more responsibilities and duties than any other Lieutenant Governor in the country. I head up four agencies. I head up I'm Secretary of Agriculture and Rural Development. I head up the Housing Community Development Association. I also head up the Office of Community and Rural Affairs, Indiana Destination Development Corporation. All of those agencies have been focused on how to make Indiana grow, how to create more housing units, particularly for those that are vulnerable, those with disabilities, homeless veterans, 2,700 units that have been added, first-time home buyers assistance, $2 billion investment in Main Streets. I stand on my record. We have been doing a good job to be able to help Hoosiers, and we're going to continue to do that when we eliminate the state income tax and put a focus on those struggling with mental illness and addiction.
All right, some of the questions and answers from last night, some of the answers to some of the questions, and some did not. That happens on all sides of the aisle, I suppose, in varying ways, shapes, and fashions. We hope it was useful for you to learn something about those candidates last night. That is why we bring those forums and debates to you on the radio. If you want to hear the whole thing from the Indiana Debate Commission, we posted that late last night. It is on WMUNMuncie.com. The Indiana Debate Commission also has a video link, as do we, by the way, on WolfBoomNews.com. Follow through with all the clicks if you want to learn and hear and or see some more. We'll continue with more in a moment. Again, bottom of hour, we've been asked to help the Boys and Girls Clubs of Muncie, and we will, because that's what we do on WMUN
News.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's check E-T-H-O-S.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
8:22, before we continue, Brother Mike Lindell in Minnesota celebrates a birthday today. This is Mike Lindell, not the pillow guy. Same name, different dude. Boy, if that was my brother, I'd get really cool, expensive slippers for Christmas every year. Anyway, Brother Mike, happy birthday. Probably not listening because he's got better things to do. Mom is, though. Mom's probably going, oh, geez, got to call Mike today. You probably already had that plan. I sent a note, by the way, talking to Mama in Minnesota listening on the Alexa device. I sent a note to Sister Sherry out on the left coast when I got up this morning for work. I'm sure she was very appreciative. Is there a three-hour difference? Is that the time zone thing to the left coast? She never likes it when I send an early morning text. Sherry's not listening. She is sleeping. Let's get a snapshot of our day today, why don't we?
It's April 24th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day. Little hot dogs wrapped in a pastry. Of course, there are some variations, like in the UK, sausages instead of hot dogs. The first written reference to them was in a 1957 Betty Crocker cookbook for kids. Also on this day in 2005, the German Joseph Ratzinger becomes Pope Benedict XVI, succeeding Pope Francis. In 1990, the first mission as part of NASA's Great Observatories program, Space Shuttle Discovery launches, bringing the Hubble Space Telescope to orbit, which can see billions of light years away. Born today,
what doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller.
Kelly Clarkson in 1982.
People.
Barbra Streisand in 1942. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
CJ, you skipped Shirley MacLaine. You skipped Phil Robertson. Anybody know who that is? Duck Dynasty. Thank you very much. Cedric the Entertainer. I wonder if he actually signs his checks that way. I don't know. Funny. No doubt about it. WMUN, Delaware County Today, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're the talk of Muncie. Yeah, we have radio stations that play songs, too. Imagine that. This is the one that uses our words to build our community. Congressman Pence just talked about this again with me earlier this week.
This is House Call for Health. New rules for nursing home staffing. Vice President Kamala Harris unveiling the new standards while visiting Wisconsin earlier this week. They require nursing homes that receive Medicare and Medicaid funding to be adequately staffed, meaning every facility with 100 residents needs at least 2 to 3 registered nurses to be compliant, as well as 10 or more nurse aides and 2 nursing staffers. Harris says the new rules will help staff dealing with harassment and burnout.
This will mean more staff, which means fewer ER visits, potentially more independence for families. It's going to mean peace of mind in terms of your loved one being taken care of. And for care workers, it's going to be more time with their patients, less burnout, and lower turnover.
The new rules are set to be implemented in phases, aiming to allow time for facilities to properly prepare for the new requirements in an industry that has struggled with staffing shortages. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
On WMUN, the host and the home of Ball State Sports. Countdown to football. I don't know how many days it is. I'll remember tomorrow when I talk to President Mearns. How about that? It's also the place that wants Jeff Mitchell as a guest. Apparently, he got gotten by Dr. Joe Moshevitz, but I can't get Jeff. Jeff listens to this radio station often. He might be listening right now and saying, oh, Lord, what's he going to say about me now? Jeff, I want to get you on the radio here. Come on now. Jeff Mitchell in charge of athletics there at the Ball State University. Last item here before a break, the U.S. State Department says it's imposing visa restrictions on more than a dozen people accused of selling commercial spyware. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more.
Securing America.
State Department officials say the 13 people allegedly involved in the spyware sales, quote, facilitated or derived financial benefit from the technology. In a statement, the agency says the spyware was used to target journalists, academics, human rights advocates, dissidents, and others. They did not identify those named in the restrictions, but the group also includes the family members of those involved in such businesses. The visa restrictions come more than 2 months after the federal government enacted a new policy that enforces visa constraints on those engaging in practices that could threaten freedom of expression and privacy. Another aim of the restrictions is to counter the spyware that's been used by authoritarian governments for spying. The misuse of commercial spyware has been a growing global concern, with reports highlighting how it's been used to infringe on personal freedoms and carry out espionage. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
WMUN, affiliate of Fox News Radio, updates right around the top of the hour for news around the world that you need to know. 828, our guest coming into the studio next from the Boys and Girls Club of Muncie on WMUN.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text Rocky to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text ROCKY to 321-321. That's Rocky to 321-321.
Spring has sprung. Is your golf game ready for the season? Yes or no, Crestview Golf Club is ready for you. Here's a checklist. Golf balls, hats, polos, tees.
Need an upgrade on any of those?
Crestview Golf Club has merchandise arriving daily. call or book your tee time online at crestviewgolf.net. And after the round, stop into Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill. Pizza, sandwiches, a full bar, and more. Crestview Golf Club and Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill. Looking forward to seeing you this spring.
I need two things for my breakfast, and Silk gives me both. I need to enjoy it, because meals are meant to be enjoyed, right? And I need it to fuel my morning. Silk has flavors, varieties, and recipes so anyone can make a breakfast they love. A smoothie, cereal, there are endless possibilities. My favorite, I like smoothies. I like salted peanut butter and snickerdoodle, if you hadn't noticed. And it's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E to help power you through your day. It's plant-based breakfast perfection. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Valvoline Advanced can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life oil filter for only $35.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Behold the grandeur of WMUN's Quest for the Best, presented by Magna. Nominate and rally behind your cherished businesses at MuncieSQuestForTheBest.com. Whether it's a treasured pet groomer, a favored barber, or a boutique of distinction, nominate them without delay today at MuncieSQuestForTheBest.com. Presented by Magna and the Talk of Muncie, WMUN. Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
And we're back live at 8:31 WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk, Power Hour this afternoon. That's Mark Forrester with the sportsy stuff. He's always talking about, there'll be some Pacers. They won last night. Way to go. Series even at 1. I think the whole thing is scripted in the NBA playoffs, personally, but that's just that's just me. Jason Newman's in here again this morning. Been a while since we will have you in here. I'm glad we got you back in and on short notice. Good to see you. How are things going?
Good to see you, too. Things are going really great at the club. Our kids are busy and really looking forward to the end of the school year and the start of summer camp.
CEO Boys and Girls Club of Muncie, one of the things we wanted to touch on was this match that you have, the opportunity with Eli Lilly. For those that may not have heard about it, let's start with the overview first.
Well, we're really excited. The Eli Lilly Foundation came together to donate $30 million to all of the boys clubs in all 31 boys and girls clubs in Indiana. And so we came together. I think it speaks to the power of collaboration, which is something that I take very seriously. And I think that is one of the greatest things about Muncie is our spirit of collaboration. And this opportunity really helps to highlight that.
Boys and Girls Club Muncie, not physically far from where we're sitting right now on the south side of Muncie, but that's only one of the places where you gather and have some learning and fun opportunities for the kiddos.
Yes. So we currently run 3 sites. We run elementary school programming for all of Muncie Community School kids at our Madison Street site, which is what most people think of when they think of the club. We merged with the Roy C. Bewley Community Center in 2018, and that is where we serve our middle school and high school students. And we are just finishing up our first full school year over at our gathering site, which covers Royerton, Eaton, and West Elm Middle School.
Keeping kids out of trouble,
yes.
But more importantly, having them learn and grow and be together. It's all very valuable lessons and learning going on all the time. Our guest is Jason Newman, CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Muncie. You mentioned Madison Street as one of the facilities. I understand you shared with me there has been some upgrades and updates there. Let's talk about that for a sec.
So this is part of that match opportunity is the Lilly Foundation is matching us $2 to $1 every dollar we raise to create improvements for our Madison Street location. And so we've already started that work, replacing all of our light bulbs with LED lighting, which not only will brighten up the club, but will also be a long-term savings for us as long as we're in the building. We have some electrical upgrades we need to do. And then one of the really biggest things is upgrading our safety system. We installed a camera system so we could see what's going on with our kids all the time. We've maxed that out, and there have been improvements made in digital cameras since 2015,
yeah.
Oddly enough. So the safety of our kids is our primary goal.
Fantastic.
And so we're able to use this money to help with that.
And a mom and a dad, a grandma, a grandpa, a guardian of any sort of way, shape, or fashion, always feel better when they drop off or know that the young person is in a safe and sound environment. That's always critical. Jason
yes.
Newman, CEO, Boys and Girls Club of Muncie, our guest. I'm Steve Lindell. You mentioned the gathering site, finishing the first full school year.
Yes.
I've heard good things, and kudos to everybody involved with that.
Right. Yes, I mean, I'm very happy with our partner, the Gathering Church. We are full up. We are seeing as many kids at that site as we can physically fit in the building safely. So I'm very proud of that, and all of the feedback from our parents and kids in schools has been positive. And so this is another one of those Lily Match areas where it is to serve counties that serve communities that are underserved. And that's another one that we'd like to keep that one going for another year.
Folks, we're going to tell you how to make a donation to that Eli Lilly matching gift opportunity in just a moment. We have a couple of minutes left here with Jason Newman, CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Muncie. You mentioned the kids are looking forward to the end of the school year. I mean, that's just sort of that's a kid job, looking forward to the end of the school year. But the summer camp experience is another entity that is funded through this grant situation.
Yes, it is. So this is for an opportunity for our kids entering kindergarten through the end of eighth grade to have a full-day summer camp experience full of fun, education, and growth. We will be seeing elementary school-age children from preschool to fourth grade at the former Mack Building on Elgin Street, and then fifth grade through eighth grade at our Madison Street site. 7:30 in the morning till 5:30 at night, you know, and we do field trips. We bring the kids to the pool to help teach them how to swim, as well as educational programs to combat learning loss over the summer.
Jason, do you need help? I mean, do you need volunteers? Do you need workers? You've got so many things up in the air here. How do you keep it all staffed?
Well, I have a great team who really manages the staff and does the hiring. Ball State and Ivy Tech Community College do a great job sending students over. We're always looking for help, though, whether it is for employees or volunteers, because our kids need mentors at all times, and everybody has something to offer our community and especially our kids.
That's you mentioned the word mentoring. There's also I see on your list your tutoring and of course the meal component and all
yes.
that. Everybody likes to have something to snack on or a nice meal or whatever. How do they get involved if they wish to seek information about being involved
right.
with a club?
Well, you would go to bgcmuncie.org/volunteer.
Okay, that's a /volunteer. Now, the next logical question right. about the Eli Lilly matching gift opportunity, how can they make a sizable, come on, people, donation in that regard?
It's a two-for-one. Everybody loves a bargain. It's bgcmuncie.org/match.
All right, very good. There's a deadline for this.
So this is running through May 31st and up to $100,000. And we're about halfway to our goal. And
fantastic.
So we'd like to try to push it up a little bit more.
Anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up?
Thank you, Muncie, for 90 great years of the club. We celebrated our 90th anniversary last year, and the support from the community has been great, and the community is always wonderful to our kids, so
Jason,
thank you.
Jason, how long have you been with the club now? It's been a while.
It's been 6.5 years. It'll be 7 in October.
Excellent. Thanks for the work that you do and the great people you have surrounding you. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Jason Newman, CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Muncie, our guest as we continue with still more to come this morning on Delaware County Today on WMUN.
Does your business need a video to help promote the story behind your products or services? Hi, this is Mikey Skoglund, owner of Orange Wave Creative Media in Muncie. Studies show that people have an emotional connection with stories if they can picture themselves in that story. Our goal here at Orange Wave is to help you create an engaging video that tells your story and connects with potential customers. To get started, visit us at RideTheOrangeWave.com. We look forward to working with you.
I was afraid to cut the cord, but once I did, I couldn't believe it took so long to do it. Paying too much for my cable bill had become a bad habit. I either wasn't getting what I wanted or never knew where to find any of my favorite shows until it was too late. Plus, the prices just kept going up. Thankfully, I discovered a new way to watch, called Philo. For just $25 a month, I can catch all my favorite shows on networks like BET, MTV, and TLC. It even has Nickelodeon for my kids. I can watch anytime I want, anywhere I want. Plus, Philo lets me have up to 3 streams at once, so everyone can watch what they want at the same time. Throw in the unlimited DVR that saves all my favorites for up to a year, and this really is the best deal in TV. I just wish I hadn't waited so long. Sound too good to be true? Well, try it out for yourself, and you'll see why people who love TV love Philo. Go to philo.tv, that's philo.tv, and start your 7-day free trial now.
Save big money in your next project at Menards. Get cleaner clothes and softer skin with our selection of Morton water softeners. Water softeners can extend the life of your plumbing and household appliances. Plus, Morton's Wi-Fi integration allows for tracking and alerts, which puts you in control of your water. Hurry into Menards to pick up your water softener today. And check out Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing. Spring is here, and along with much warmer, beautiful weather, Indiana is also going to be hit with spring storms. Wind, hail, and extreme downpours pose a challenge to your home, and we're here to help. Our roof and gutter systems will help keep your family warm and dry, just like we have for generations. So if you need Sheriff Goslin, remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all.
Quality work since 1906, Sheriff Goslin Roofing, worryfreeroof.com.
Are you financially fit? Your Indiana Secretary of State is providing Hoosiers with the skills needed to gain more control of your hard-earned resources. Track your spending, build an emergency fund, create a budget, and stay out of debt. And if you're too deep in debt, you're not alone. Improving your financial fitness will take some effort, but you can get started right away to become an informed investor and improve your finances. Learn more at sos.in.gov. Sponsored by the Office of the Indiana Secretary of State.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Thank you, Tom Campbell, voice of radio. Tony Katz today. He is the voice of noon to 3 on WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're the talk of Muncie. Mike Rhodes is in the building, in the house, as it were, wearing his surfer dude gear this morning. Always good to see our editor-in-chief of the MuncieJournal.com and the 765BusinessJournal.com, the radio version of the latter, hosted by our newest staff member, Lethay Pegues, who just sent me a text this morning about his upcoming guest. It is not confirmed, so I won't release that name just yet. WMUN's word of the day. I like to bring in Emily Guffey once in a while here. Ubiquitous to show off smarts. Use that in a sentence, please.
Sure thing, Steve. Let's see. The ubiquitous sound of cicadas are common this time of year.
Ooh, and cicadas, too. That isn't even the word of the day. Ubiquitous is existing or being everywhere at the same time. That would work for the noise of the cicadas. Good work.
Thank you very much.
Now, you're a young person. Do you know the singer named John Cicada? Does that sound familiar at all?
No, it does not.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Nice talking to you. John Cicada was, I think he was an 80s or maybe a 90s, a 90s artist. Still around, I think. Haven't heard from a song from John Cicada for a long time. But there are those that pronounce cicada by accident cicada. And the way that I explain that is the singer is cicada, the bug is cicada. But that's not even the word of the day. Ubiquitous is the word of the day. Use that in your crossword, Mom. You can't just make it up, though it might fit somewhere. And thank you for that, Emily Guffey. Next item now on our list. She says she has a more impactful way to clean.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Spring is here, and forget about doing a deep cleaning on your home. The start of spring is an even better time to get your finances in order, which can help you save money and get you closer to both your short and long-term financial goals. You can begin by giving your budget an overhaul by taking a realistic and detailed look at your spending patterns and identifying areas where you can slash expenses and tackle your debt and pay off some of what you owe on your credit cards. In addition, take stock and see if you have accumulated credit card rewards points that have gone unused. If you were hit with a big bill this tax season or received a paltry refund, it may be a good time to determine if you withheld too much or too little. And if you're a shopper who can't resist a sale and you're likely to overspend in stores or online, unsubscribe to your favorite store newsletters and avoid malls where you may be tempted to drop lots of cash. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Thank you to all of our listeners in Muncie, Delaware County, and beyond. Franklin, Indiana just signed on for the Alexa streaming. I see an Anderson listener and several in the Muncie, Delaware County area. And who's the one in Illinois? Stand by. It's a new city that I just see clicking on. I've got to go there. And it's Addison, Illinois, not far from Chicago. I believe it's in the Chicagoland area. Thank you for listening. You can always drop us a note. Email WMUN at woofboom.com. WMUN at woofboom.com. If you wish to remain anonymous, just tell me such, and I won't bust you out. No, I wouldn't do that on the radio. All right, let's get our local news summary. Now, these stories and more airing in all of our stations in East Central Indiana and now on WMUN. Saving money on gas in Indiana isn't always easy, but John Herrick reports on what you can do.
One area to watch is the northwest part of the state.
If you're heading up into the northwest area of the state, you'll want to fill up because it is a little bit more expensive, about 25 to 30 cents more expensive in northwest Indiana. Again, that's because those counties are required to use reformulated gasoline, which is different than the rest of the state.
Gas Buddies head of petroleum analysis Patrick DeHaan also says that prices should be going down in the coming days. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
An arrest made in a unique road rage incident in Indianapolis.
Police got a 911 call Monday from a woman saying that another driver flashed a gun at her. She said that the other driver turned in front of her along 46th Street and that she shouted at them. The woman drove around the other driver, who she said then flashed the gun. That other driver, Sheila Pride, is then said to have sideswiped the woman's car and, to cap it all off, threw a container of spaghetti onto her windshield. The cops came and arrested Pride, not among her charges, assault with a deadly meal. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
Indiana's unemployment rate is below the national average, but there are still thousands of open jobs. Donnie Burgess reports.
Gary Dick with Inside Indiana Business says employers are struggling to find the perfect worker.
Indiana's not alone. Virtually every state in the country is facing similar conditions when it comes to workforce and workforce development and getting the jobs filled that are indeed open.
Dick tells WIBC's Tony Katz employers are trying to go after more jobs that require certification over four-year degrees. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
Remember, this Saturday is that health fair at Union Chapel in Muncie. Jeff Hughes.
We're also really excited to offer free medical and dental supplies. And so there have been many things donated by the community that will be available for free. So when someone comes in, they'll be able to select off a table anything from rubbing alcohol to peroxide to Q-tips and items there that they can use in their household for their family.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and all are welcome. Principal Chris Walker says today is delivery day for graduation supplies.
That usually kicks off it becomes real for our families because the kids will come home with their cap, their gown, their tassel.
The Central High School leader was on WMUN News Radio last week. Two kayakers who went missing in the White River in Indianapolis last week have died. John Herrick reports on information released on Tuesday.
The Marion County Coroner's Office said Solomon Shirley and Marcus Robinson both died from drowning. They were cousins who were out trying to enjoy themselves when their kayak capsized April 16th. That's when the work to find them began.
We did spend
the last week, every day, 12 hours a day, four boats on the river.
Angela Goldman with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources says they used sonar and searched by air with a helicopter and had boots on the ground to find both of them. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
Free concert Thursday. Civic Green Yorktown X Generation Band performs as part of the visit by the Indiana Municipal Management Association Conference. It'll be a 6:30 showtime, food trucks at 5:30, and music actually starts closer to 7:30. Everyone's welcome. Bring a chair and maybe a couple of blankets. A 7-year-old girl was run over by a lawnmower Saturday evening in DeKalb County.
The report came in to the Ashley Hudson, Indiana Police Department. They believe the girl ran behind the lawnmower and the person operating the lawnmower did not know she was there, backed up, and ran her over. The girl's uncle slowed the blood loss with a makeshift tourniquet until police got there and put an actual tourniquet on her. She survived, but her leg had to be amputated near her ankle. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
In a story we aired last week on WLBC, the Muncie mayor got in on the congrats.
We also want to congratulate the students at Muncie's Westview Elementary School. They won the state championship for the Math Bowl. There were 117 different teams that competed for the state championship, and Muncie and Westview Elementary, and those students were number one. So congratulations, great job. It's a testament to the Muncie Community Schools.
Mayor Ridenour from a social media post. While on the subject of congrats, the Greater Muncie Chamber of Commerce hosted the National Civics Bee earlier this month. See the photo and story on our MuncieJournal.com right now. Last week, when I spoke to Delaware County Clerk Rick Spangler, I asked about vote centers.
There's been two times that Delaware County has been right down to the final vote, and both times it's got turned down. The last time, for me, I had so many hours, and my staff had so many hours, and it really hurt.
When could it happen?
Next year is an off year for the vote. So if the parties that make the final decision can say they will sit down and truly discuss it, We will try one more time. I'm at the end of my second term. I'm termed out legally. So in 30 months, I'm out at Selma on the front porch.
Referencing his impending retirement there at the end. Ruoff Music Center has a huge summer coming. Kim Morris had first word yesterday, and Sam Fritz now has more.
Fire it all.
Mr. Worldwide Pitbull will be bringing his Party After Dark tour to Noblesville this year. The Grammy Award winner will be at the Ruoff Music Center on September 1st. Alongside special guest T-Pain, Pitbull will be performing hits from his more than 20-year career, as well as songs Fire off his latest album, Track House. That release had some unexpected features, with Dolly Parton and Tim McGraw both appearing on the album. Tickets for the Party After Dark tour go on sale Friday, April 26th at 10 a.m. on LiveNation.com. Sam Fritz, Network Indiana.
10 years running, and Lynn Hatfield shares how big it's become.
It's called the Delaware County Special Needs Prom and Events. We are putting on our prom on May 18th from 5 to 8 at Horizon Center, and last year we had 800 people.
The first event drew 40 people. Mindy Kemper, what's the web?
www.delcospecialneedsprom.org.
By the way, this event is for all ages. Last year's prom queen was 90-plus years old. Great interview. We encourage you to replay that from the other morning with those two ladies running that event. You can do that on WMUNMuncie.com. WMUNMuncie.com. Updating our birthday list, my brother, Mike Lindell in Minnesota, just wrote to me, "Thanks, Sharon," his wife, says, "I don't look a day over 68. You can surmise what that means for yourself. Mike, not listening now, but he could because he has an Alexa device in his house. But he just doesn't care. We're glad that you do. Thank you for listening. You can always do this on radio, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. The free streams on the website I just mentioned, and the Alexa command is play WMUN. Tomorrow morning, we'll bring you a president. Not that one. I wish. That would be a good get, wouldn't it? We've got Mearns, the president of the BSU. I'm going to ask him, among other things, if he's going to be first in line for the Tilt-A-Whirl, which is on campus, I think this weekend, they've got those rides and stuff, nightlife or whatever they call it. I think that's this weekend. We'll see. And some serious questions, too, for the president of Ball State University. Thank you for listening. We encourage you to do the same tomorrow and every day, 8 to 9 a.m. For Emily Guffey, my producer in the Axia Command Center, for you listening, thank you. And I wish you a great rest of your April 24 from the new WMUN.